This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
From every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, that was a hell of an opening day. Thanks for that hold. Spiel yesterday.
I tried. What do you want me to tell you? I know Scherzer was going to have neck spasms.
Oh, my God. It's always something with this guy.
Always something. I mean,
it's always something with this guy.
It's always the same thing recently. It's losing. That's what it's been.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
6 of your last 7. You've
sick
lost.
Sick of it.
You know, by the Tigers.
They're 3-12 in the last 15 games.
That's right.
Remember they finished that West Coast trip? It was like, oh, things are looking so good. Where'd that go?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's with New York sports. Gone.
Dead and buried.
Now I think the Yankees won.
Yeah.
Makes you happy.
Oh, good for them. At least they show up.
Yeah, good for them, not for us. Wasn't the way I wanted to celebrate opening day yesterday.
Mets are 2 games below after opening day.
That one should count as 2 losses.
That was a terrible loss.
Are you supposed to be excited that they fought back? That they battled back? Buck showed some fire? The fact that play is not reviewable is ridiculous, by the way.
Should they? I don't think it's crazy that you should. At least they showed some fight. But
what does that mean?
I don't know what it means. It means that you lost a game against Cincinnati, is what it means.
Exactly right. I mean, you've been swept by Detroit, you lost 2 of 3 to Colorado, and then you just lost the first game of your series against Cincinnati. And a team that's supposed to be competing for a World Series.
That's right.
And Peterson, perfect opportunity. Why did you send him down? Well, he has to pitch better. Well, here you go. Max Scherzer, neck spasms, couldn't fight through it, whatever it was, and he can't pitch. Here's your chance. And he was behind the count all day long.
He was terrible.
And, yeah, it was no good.
He was unpitchable is what he was.
Yeah. But it's been more of the same with the starting pitching for the Mets, which is supposed to be their strength. And I understand that, you know, Quintana's not available. Carrasco had his rehab start. And, you know, Scherzer's dealing with injury again in the suspension. And we've only seen Verlander once. But, again, I mean, we've talked about this how many times? How this team was constructed. This team was constructed to have 2 dominant aces at the top of their rotation and then the top of your order carry the team.
Well, now you've gotten yourself into bed with 2 old pitchers. One of them is unable to pitch. I mean, they've done nothing for you this season. And if you're a Mets fan, I think it's getting old very early this year now.
Yeah, old early. I mean, hurt again. That's the biggest problem. Again, you're talking about every Mets fan feels that this team, the amount of money that you've spent... Every Yankees fan listening is probably taking joy in this with the amount of money that we spent because this is our one up on a Yankees fan right now is that we have the richest owner in baseball that's willing to spend whatever it takes to win us a championship. Right? Like he's our George Steinbrenner, and we go out and spend the amount of money that we spent. I mean, you're talking about you got Diaz, who unfortunately freak accident gets hurt, making 20, and then Scherzer and Verlander making combined $86 million, $106 million on 3 pitchers, 2 of which really have done nothing because Diaz can't pitch and Scherzer's been bad, and Verlander's had 1 start. That's it.
But where is any of the youthful pitching?
There is no youthful pitching.
I mean, so you don't develop any pitching at all? I thought this was the Dodgers method.
Well, no, we're not there yet. It was such a mess.
When do you get there?
That's a great question. It was such a mess that you're going to go out and spend big money on, you know, high-priced free agents, short-term deals, and at the same time try to build up your minor league system.
So there's nothing. I mean, the best thing I can do is call up David Peterson now. That's the best option I have.
Well, David Peterson was supposed to be a luxury. Him and Tyler McGill were supposed to be luxuries.
Right, those are the 6th and 7th starters this season.
Right. But, I mean, this is what happens, though, because now, I mean, with Brooks Raley hurt and everyone else, is that now because you're not getting any length, you got 3 1/3 last night from your starting pitcher, is now your bullpen starts to get exposed.
You probably have this kind of information. Yeah. As far as average start per game from your starting pitcher, the Mets have to be in the worst five in baseball.
I can give you, so right now, Mets starting pitching, starter ERA is almost 5.5, 5.44, which is 26th. They've given up 36 home runs, which is 27th. Innings pitched, they're 28th, and earned runs.
So innings pitched, they're 28th.
28th, earned runs, they're 22nd. As opposed to last year when ERA 5th, home runs tied for 9th, innings pitched 9th, earned runs 8th.
So at what point, because I'm quickly approaching, at what point do you, I don't know, say panic or
well, your strength is not your strength. That's the problem, is your strength is not your strength.
I mean, forget about the division. That's long gone now.
Early to say that, though, man. It's March 10th.
Okay.
It's May 10th.
Is Atlanta better than the Mets?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Well, we thought that Atlanta was better than the Mets.
Right, but, I mean, they've gone and they've now hidden on you. And I get it's a month plus into the season, but you can't even find them.
I think the better question is this Mets team capable of being a playoff team?
I would still say yes. I still, for a multitude of reasons. Firstly, you can't be this bad all year long. I can't believe Marte, and I can't believe that every guy that was good last year is going to be this bad this season. And secondly, how many good teams are there in the National League?
Well, that's it. So, I mean, as frustrating as this is to watch, I'll tell you what my biggest takeaway watching the game yesterday was that it's clear that Francisco Alvarez is starting to get it, which is, it's just huge for us.
But you, the weird thing to me is Alvarez, yes. Beatty feels like yes. And you're getting
worse.
Well,
it's because the starting pitching's bad.
It's really bad.
The starting pitching is not good. So, I mean, you take all of that. I mean, Marte had a couple hits. They moved him down to 6th in the lineup, which was a smart move. But so outside of the Francisco Alvarez, and I think all Mets fans feel the same way. I mean, even his defense. I mean, he a couple times last night, I mean, stealing the high outside strike. Like, he looks like he's now, feels like he belongs. He's established himself. He's getting consistent playing time, so he's getting himself into a rhythm.
Yep.
Which is important, because outside of Pete Alonso, I mean, Lindor hit a bomb yesterday. But, I mean, the real power threat on this team doesn't exist. Lindor can hit home runs, but he's not somebody that's a real power threat in your lineup. So if Alvarez can step up and do that. But I'm saying to myself watching this game last night, because Canna stinks. He's got a bases-loaded opportunity. He hits into a double play. And then on top of that, I'm done with Daniel Vogelbach. I can't. It's just too much for me.
I don't blame you.
So as you're struggling now, right? As you're struggling now. And you watch what Ronnie Mauricio and Vientos.
And Vientos, yeah.
Bring them up.
You should. I mean,
let them get comfortable now, or at least show you that they can play now while you're struggling, as opposed to bring them in later when you come to the realization that, like, Canna's not gonna get better. Vogelbach is who he is. So let them come up now while you're struggling. Go, you know, deal with the lumps. And then hopefully, like you just said, you believe they're a playoff team. When we get, as we get further along
now,
in the season.
Now these guys are already ensconced into the team. And you know what? Let's be honest now. Can it be worse than Vogelbach?
No.
I mean, even if I would probably say Mauricio, whoever, doesn't matter. I mean, whichever guy you bring up and you now put into the lineup, it can't be worse than Vogelbach, so why not give it a try? You can't. You're terrible anyway. Vogelbach's a disaster.
Or Canna, too. I mean, Canna's 216 right now.
You pitched Guillorme for him last night.
Yeah, that was a bad call, too. I didn't know that was a check swing.
Yeah, it was very close.
I was searching last night. I was like, that's an awful call. How do you not challenge that?
Opening day is very important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I was hyper-focused on opening day. How's that play not reviewable, though? Can we talk about that?
The play at second base?
I mean, it's clear that he puts his hand, like he takes a peek, knows where, I mean, the ball is coming, and then puts his right hand up and swats at his glove. And that's a big, I mean, that's a big
it's a
play.
It's a big play, and Buck lost his mind.
Well,
and rightfully so.
So if that gets reviewed, and that's deemed interference,
yeah.
Is that because he's going to have to tag him? Does that mean that the runner's going to be safe at first, or is that?
Well, I think
does interference mean double play, ending double
play? I'm not sure what they would. It might be up to the umpire's discretion.
Well, because it was insinuated on the broadcast that would have been an ending double
where's
play.
Where's Gerrit Cohn, by the way?
But they didn't. He's got off.
Opening day, the guy gets off.
I know, right? Did they not get the memo I sent that it's opening day?
Right.
We need to forget everything that's happened up to today's opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Verlander on the mound.
Verlander,
it doesn't count because Scherzer didn't pitch.
But Hunter Green is good.
Well, that's fine, but Verlander's supposed to be great.
We'll see.
He better be great.
We'll see. You say that. We'll see. By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So, remember when I told you Kenny Smith was going to join us today?
He's not.
No, he's not. He was up too late.
Yeah, up too late. He's probably off with the Instagram models.
Well, what I don't understand is they knew the games were going to go late last night.
Yeah. Well, he probably, I mean, he set this up thinking he'd be fine. And his, whoever's doing the PR for his
people.
Book, yeah, his people booked him. And then he decided he was too tired.
You know what? Good thing I didn't read the book.
I want to sleep in. There was no chance. You're on page 93 of Coach K's book and you had it for 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I've How about that listener retention?
That's good. You're good. Stump Rothenberg today?
Yep. Brandon's going to, my Fakakta intern is going to give you the question today.
What? Oh, did you guys work on it on the way in today?
Uh-huh. You know what this animal says to me?
What?
How about this one? So, I mean, he shows up. The second he gets
I can't get into my computer, by the way.
Yeah, of course you can't, because you're, I mean, do it 30 seconds before the show starts. Try to log in.
Why RJ, it's not working.
Why can't you get into your computer?
My password has expired.
Why did your password expire and you not have a new one?
Well, because it's a shelf life. It's like milk.
It only warned you, though, yesterday.
It warned you 2 weeks out.
Right, 2 weeks out.
It warned you multiple times.
Well, that's right.
I'm going to need you at the commercial break to scoot on in here and think of a new password. I'll let you choose it. I don't mind.
That's not the issue right now. The issue is that you need to put your password in to like the one that you have now to change it.
Okay, so here's the thing. It says username. I got that in. Then it says password. Is that the old password?
Yes.
Then it says new password. Then it says confirm password.
Right.
Oh.
So old password, new password.
Okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it again. You guys talk. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
No, so I get in the car, and this animal goes, he texts me at like 4:12 this morning and is like, hey, you want me to drive? I was like, no.
Oh, that's nice,
don't worry
though.
About it. I'll drive. Yeah, the second I step in, the second he puts his butt in the seat of the car, he goes, oh, man, I'm exhausted. It's like, why would I let you drive if you're exhausted?
Can I tell you something, honestly? You would have been heartbroken over this. This close to falling asleep on the way home yesterday.
I fell asleep twice.
What do you mean you can't fall asleep on the way home?
I fell asleep in rumble strips. Up.
Really?
Yeah. Almost median. And then, to make matters worse, we're talking, and he's like talking about how great his outfit is and everything else.
Right.
And what did I say to him? I said something about how I was walking up the sidewalk the other day, and it was a little sketchy. And he's like, well, you got me. I was like, well, are you going to help me? He says, no, I would probably join in, so he didn't beat me up. I said, what do you mean?
What kind of a friend is that?
Well, he goes, why would
he join in?
I would let him be. He's going to beat you up anyway, so why would I want to get on his bad side?
At a minimum, why wouldn't he run?
That's what I said.
At a minimum. If you save yourself, you can't kill him for that. But he's going to start beating you up?
Yeah, he's going to turn on me. He goes, maybe then the guy will take it easy on me. I said, no, how does that work?
So he thinks it's better for the two of you for him and the other guy to attack you instead of you and him going after the other guy.
Right. Because it's just a foregone conclusion that we're going to get rolled anyway, so he'll just jump in and be like, hey, listen, I'll help you out.
Does he know you're carrying?
No, I'm not carrying anything. I'll take care of myself. What kind of intern is that?
You need a better intern.
Yeah. Of course I didn't. He wonders why he got a bad grade.
You grade him?
No, I didn't grade him. I gave him a glowing review. I thought he was great. Now?
It's kind of falling apart a little bit.
Not so much. I thought he was ride or die intern.
He's not ride or die.
No.
Does he have the 5-pack today? Who's doing the 5-pack today?
RJ's doing the 5-pack.
RJ, you got the 5-pack today?
I do, but I'm sure Brandon will have a question.
Ask RJ how long he napped yesterday.
Oh.
At what time the nap started?
The nap started.
Try to guess what time his nap started yesterday.
I'm going to say the nap started. Hang on, I'm trying to pass.
Why can you wait till the break?
Hang on, let's see.
Oh, he's distracted.
Submit and it's been changed.
I told you.
You know what it is? Dave, 56.
Oh my God!
Please, why are you sharing that?
Well, please write it down. You're going to come in tomorrow. What's my password? Was it 4 Daves or was it 5?
I'm in.
We can only handle one Dave.
All right. So RJ's napping yesterday. I'm going to say he went down 1:30, woke up 5:15.
No. Fell asleep probably around 4:15.
You went through?
No. Woke up around, I don't know, 8:10, 8:15.
That's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yep. And that was up till like 11, I don't know, almost 11:30. Not good.
The old 4-hour nap at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really mismanaged the clock.
Terribly.
I
it was like Joe Judge with the clock.
I opened myself up for a lot of criticism.
But like the Celtics, like Joe Mazzulla not taking a timeout.
What was the intent? Was the intent to close the eyes and get an hour?
Well, typically my body just wakes itself up 2 hours later. But I always have Ange wake me up.
Where was she?
On the couch. I said, normally you wake me up by like 7, you know, 7:15. I'm not putting this on her.
No, this is on her.
And she goes, you look tired. I let you sleep.
I love when your wife tells you look tired.
Alec Turner
on a
time.
Tuesday. Right. Yeah. Then you're in real trouble.
It's usually like a Thursday situation.
So when you awoke from your slumber, the Mets are already done.
It wasn't going well.
Yeah. Was it 7-1 when you woke up?
They were mounting their comeback. It was somewhere in that ballpark.
Nice. Great.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ, am I back in your good graces?
I thought you changed.
No, I told you.
You're back.
And Rick was so nasty to me this morning. And this whole, you've got a friend in me. I don't know if you guys heard. So I talked to the fruit man for numerous minutes before I walked in. And I found the ripe, good bananas, and I partook in those, brought those. And I said, what, you know, you don't have pineapple today? No. I said, the grapes? He goes, grapes, not grass. I said, what's good? What's delicious? The blackberry. I said, let me get a little tin of blackberries. Rick, he walks in, he goes, I'm not eating those blackberries.
I didn't say that.
Oh, it's exactly
no,
what you
said. No, I said the blackberry's not my favorite.
Well, but you downplayed the... So I bring in fruit and I get yelled at. I don't bring in fruit and I get yelled at. I don't know what gives here.
I wasn't yelling. Banana's beautiful. Blackberry, not my favorite.
You know who's already had a banana? Raymond.
Because Raymond counts on the banana. That's why he wasn't at his best yesterday.
So you don't think Raymond was good yesterday?
No, I think he was good, but he has the potential to be... To be great.
All right. Now, are you going to?
And I don't even know if I can trust RJ anymore.
Why?
Another little nugget about RJ.
What?
Guess what class RJ took in college?
Kung Fu.
Nope. Improv theater. He could be acting.
Really? Really? You know, Michael Caine also he took performative theater in college.
Yes. Yes. But improv theater.
Really?
Well, it was mandated that you take some sort of. They call it like a movement class. It had to be.
What
like
do you mean
a,
movement?
It had to be like a theater or a drawing.
Let me see you move.
I
show me what you learned in movement class.
Well, it was improv.
Improv right now.
Movement.
No, it was not dancing. Improv dance.
This is dance fighting.
What do you guys do before I get here? How do you have all this?
This is what happens when we have time. We show up and we talk and we get to know each other.
So
a
it's like,
bit.
What kind of classes did you take in college? Oh, no, well, improv dance.
Well, I'm not going to say too much, but our friend Brandon finds himself in a predicament, and I also was in a predicament at one time. I tried to impart wisdom, and my story ended poorly. So I hope his ends better.
Speaking of
it wasn't an uplifting story that RJ told.
Of acting. Did you see Robert De Niro just had a baby?
Yeah, another one.
Good for him.
At 79.
He's got another movie coming out, too.
Good for him.
No. You're burying the... Good for him. 79 years old, he just had a baby. That's not good for anybody.
It's good for the... I mean, I guess it's good for the woman that's having the baby, I guess.
I guess, but I don't know. I mean, as a dad, wouldn't you want to be there for your kid?
Oh, yeah.
So, best case scenario, he's going to be there for what? 15 years?
Maybe.
Best case scenario?
I'm hearing things.
Hopefully.
It's not great. And I love De Niro.
I love De Niro. But he could watch his dad's movies, maybe, just to remember him.
I guess so. I guess so. But I thought that was 79 years old.
It's old.
And did you see this? Did you see how old his oldest kid is?
Who is oldest kid? 40.
51.
Shut up.
51.
Shut up.
So,
oh my.
So the brothers, there's a 51-year age.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Think they have anything in common, the brothers?
Good for him, though. It's 79.
Still
brother
works.
Grandpa. Still getting down.
What'd you say, Raymond?
Brother Grandpa.
Brother Grandpa.
That's wild.
Yeah. 51.
Listen, I already got my appointment is scheduled.
Do you think,
I'm good.
Do you think if you had another baby now, you could like be fine with that?
I would
like
probably
age,
have a mental breakdown.
No, problem. No, I'm not. I'm,
of
like
course, age-wise, yeah.
What are you, 41?
I'm young, spry.
Be fine.
Yeah.
He's double your age.
Oh, yeah. It's like my dad. Could I have my dad having a baby now? No way. How weird that would be.
And your dad's not even 79.
No. No, he's not 79 yet. No.
That's crazy. All right. 1-800-919-3776. Buck Showalter, he got thrown out of this game last night. He's not happy after the game. Mounting injuries, he doesn't care. No excuse.
Everybody's got injuries all over baseball. Nobody's going to use that as an excuse. It's part of playing at this level, playing a sport 7 days a week. You know, you fight your way through it like we have this year and did last year and will again. Just not there for us right now. Tomorrow's an opportunity for it to start.
And he's right. Nobody cares. You have the highest payroll in baseball. Your owner can cut corners that other owners cannot do. Nobody cares. Every team has injuries right now.
Every team has injuries, yeah. I mean, unfortunately for this team, I mean, they're really important injuries. I mean, Max Scherzer is a really important piece of this team. Justin Verlander is a really important piece of this team.
I get it. You know what?
And the amount of money that they're paying him would suggest that.
And it's true?
I mean, you're talking about, realistically, and I know no one cares. I mean, you listen to everyone destroying Julius Randle yesterday, and the guy's playing on one leg, and no one cares. If you're out there, you're going to get criticized. Or if you play well, you'll get praised. It's fine. But, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, your rotation is decimated. Decimated. Right?
True, but you know what? Yankees' rotation is decimated. I mean, Severino's out.
Yeah, but they still got their top two guys.
Okay, but they don't have their best offensive player. They haven't for 10 days.
And they found a way.
And Stanton's been out.
I don't disagree with you.
And I hate excuses.
I'm not even making an excuse.
No, I'm not
disagreeing with Buck, because he's right. No one cares. Trust me, I went through it. I mean, you're sitting there dragging yourself onto the ice. You have a bad game. No one knows that you're dealing with a bunch of different injuries, and then you get criticized. I get it. If you're out there, you're fair game. I mean, you already asked us the question, how many times are we going to do this on CMT or whatever else? So which team are you more concerned about? And every time we both answered the same way, the Mets, because their lineup is whole. At least with the Yankees, you could point to being Judge being out and Stanton being out and Donaldson being out. But you see the effect that Bader coming back has had on this team.
Terrific. He's a terrific player.
And he's
player.
Been great.
Yeah. And now you get Judge back, you get Bader back. At some point, you'll get Stanton back. You'll get Donaldson back. Not that I think he matters that much, but you understand the point.
Like, no,
it'll be a more whole lineup. But the Mets, this is really bad.
This is not great. The fact that they lost 12 of their last 15 is not
what you want. And not only that, I'm sure you have it in front of you. Who are those 12 losses to? Washington, Detroit.
Colorado.
San Francisco. Colorado, yeah. Cincinnati. I mean, it's not like you're getting beaten up by the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Astros. You are getting humbled by the garbage in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, you're getting humbled, and it's not a great look. But I would also tell you, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, of course, everyone would love to win the division. But I also think there's something to be said about making sure, once you get to the postseason, that you're playing your best baseball. That's really all that matters.
Which they were not last year.
Which they weren't. And when you look at the National League right now, I mean, you're talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are off to a great start. They're 21-16. But
that's not going to last, though.
Right. So Milwaukee's four games over 500. St. Louis is just, I have no idea what's going on in St. Louis. They're awful. I mean, they're 11 games under 500.
And I think they've won three in a row.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona's four games over 500, but San Diego's only 19-17. Right? So, I mean, you're still, as bad as it's been,
you're right there.
You're right there, two games.
Okay, so let me ask you: you're 36 games in, right? You're 17-19. Where is that line where you say, "Okay, now you're this many games in, and you're this far back, and now I'm legitimately concerned that they're not going to go to the postseason"?
I think me being legitimately concerned about that is going to hinge on what Max Scherzer looks like. In all honesty,
okay.
I think that's. I mean,
so we wait and see.
I don't know how you feel about it, but that's. that's a really important piece.
Well, I said it last week, and I think RJ made a promo out of it. If Scherzer's not doesn't come back and is not good, you're done. I mean, honestly, you're done. Because where are you turning to? David Peterson? Tyler McGill?
Clearly not, no.
Senga? Senga's fine.
Senga's good.
Senga's good, yeah. A Verlander? I mean, you don't have enough. That's the problem.
But even with Senga, though, I mean, with how they're trying to handle him.
I mean, he pitches like, well, you know, three times a month.
Right. I mean, last time he had, what, 8 days off before he pitched? So.
Yeah. And he was like, that's too long.
At least you won. It was your only win. It was a 1-0 win.
And he pitched well. It's the last time you won.
That was 1-0 win, I know.
The last time you won was on Friday against a guy that hadn't pitched for like months on the Rockies.
Yeah, listen, the lineup is going to have to start carrying this team a little bit when they're struggling like this. Right? I mean, what's the alternative? Verlander goes out and pitches great today, which is expected against Cincinnati.
Great. Which would be great. You want to hear some kind of excuses from Buck from last night?
No. Yeah.
Well, I think you'll enjoy
it. I like Buck. I think I like Buck.
How could you not like Buck Showalter? What was the issue with Peterson? Here you go.
The first inning happens a lot of these places where the sun comes through, but that's not, you know, he just wasn't able to, after the sun went away, it wasn't an issue. When the sun was an issue, he still struggled to find his footing, you know?
The sun.
The sun or the fact that he threw 63 pitches in two innings.
Also not good.
Right.
It's the sun, though.
Pitching from behind.
Very bright. The sun.
At that point, you're just grasping at straws. Like, I don't know. We sent him down so he wouldn't, and told him he had to pitch better. He has a perfect opportunity to come up. We're struggling, pitch well,
yep.
Reestablish himself, and
it was a golden opportunity.
Golden opportunity.
And he kicked it right down the Gone. Curb. Terrible.
Yeah. It's. I mean,
now you said earlier that the fact they fought back in the game and had bases loaded down by a run after trailing by six, I give them a little bit of credit for that, but you know what? So what?
I guess, but the problem is still the problem. Like, I'm happy that they fought back, obviously. I mean, you don't want to have a team that just quits. And in baseball, it's tough to quit, too, because it's a bunch of individual matchups, right? I mean, you're not going to
go, up and not take a legitimate
at-bat. You're not going to give away at-bats. But I'm serious, man. I mean, the biggest positive I would point to would be what Francisco Alvarez looks like right now. Because I think he's an important piece, because at that position, I mean, you don't really have any... I mean, you just like Gary Sanchez.
I know.
Right? Like, even when Narvaez comes back, I mean, he's not a huge offensive threat.
No, and that was a big offseason signing for the Mets.
Right, so if the pitchers feel comfortable throwing to him and his defense is good, and all of a sudden he can provide some pop into your lineup.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mother, it's me, Helen. How's that?
It's better than I did.
Cry on cue. Can you cry?
You didn't do well in performative art?
No.
What was it called?
Improv theater.
Improv theater?
I did poorly. I didn't do poorly.
How could you do poorly in that?
No, I still...
It's so subjective.
No, I still did fine.
What'd you get, a C?
No, I got a B+.
Oh, so that's
well,
good.
No, because he was crushing the class, and he clearly took it as a layup class, and he was chasing his dream, which was to be on the radio, and for some reason his teacher decided that he wanted to bust his chops and told him that when he was traveling with the football team, RJ?
Right.
To do the football games.
Right.
That he didn't consider those excused absences because he wasn't playing in that.
But he was working the game.
No, but this wasn't a real career for him. Like he would never make it.
I told RJ he should send this, he should find this person's email or whatever and just send pictures of his daily life every day.
Here's what we do.
Make him miserable.
Get him on the show.
We should get him on the show, RJ.
I'm not even kidding. Get him on the show. I want to talk to this person.
Now I know, Dave, why.
I want to be a college professor. Why can't we talk about that?
I wouldn't dissuade kids from their dreams, I'll tell you that.
Well, you remember the Aaron Rodgers story, too, when his teacher told him that.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
What do you want to be? I want to be an NFL quarterback. No.
I can't stand it.
You'll never be an NFL quarterback.
When adults tell kids that they shouldn't follow
their
dreams.
Why do you want to kill a kid's dreams?
I mean, there's plenty. I mean, life is hard enough, man.
Right.
Well, it was very... I won't bore you with the whole story.
No, I want to hear the story.
But... Brockport is near, like, Buffalo. At the time, for whatever reason, they played a lot of schools down here. Like, they played Montclair, they played the College of New Jersey, Kane University. I've been to all those
schools. Conj, the College of New Jersey.
That's right. Yeah. So, we would get on the bus on Friday morning to get here for a Saturday game, and I would miss all my Friday classes. And he was one of those classes. Everybody else was cool with it. And I explained to him, I'm going to miss a fourth class. You got three unexcused absences. And they made a bowl game. So we went to the bowl game. And he said, it was that moment where he looked at me and said, oh, well, just so you know, I have to drop you a letter grade. And he expected me to kind of capitulate and say, okay. And I said, I remember well, I said, this is kind of awkward because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So should I leave or how do you want to do this? And he said, well, I'm going to drop you a letter grade. And that was that.
What a terrible professor.
And he lost.
Yeah, and look
he
at you now.
He fought and lost.
Look at you now.
But now
so
he's
do you
won.
Remember? You remember his name, don't you?
I actually don't.
Oh, you're so,
yes,
full.
You do,
you're so full of it.
No, I swear I don't. I did for a long time. I let it go. I made peace with these things.
Well, I'm just learning of this, and I have not made peace with this yet.
So, well, here's your
book him on the show. We have an opening at 7:30. Kenny Smith canceled.
Well, the Improv Guy does not have a book for you to read. Here's what you can do, though.
He'll mime it.
Again, without getting into too much, you can pay it forward. Because our friend is dealing with a similar issue. You can't help me. I lost. You can help him.
What friend?
Our friend Brandon.
The Fakakta intern.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you mean Fakakta?
It's Fakakta. He's going to help.
He didn't say anything to me. What's going on with Brandon's situation now?
We'll have to tell you off the air. It's very hush-hush.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is he sleeping with one of his...
No.
What is wrong with you?
I'm asking questions because my mind runs rampant. Oh, I don't know.
You need help.
How was my Instagram feed the one that screwed up? Did you hear what came out? Like, that was his first
I'm not on
because
IG.
Because he doesn't have it.
That's the answer.
See, I avoid
that's
social media answer. Entirely.
Yeah, that's the
I
answer.
I talk to the fruit man. let's go to some of these Mets calls. Oh, and I have something I want to get with you. Should I do that? What should I do?
Yeah, well, because it's going to put me in a bad mood. I know exactly what you're going to say, and I don't
the
like
Mets
it.
The Mets predictor.
Ugh.
The Mets predictor.
Season win total, right?
Season win total. They ran like 10,000 projections for this thing. What do you think the Mets' new season win total is right now?
83 wins.
Yep. You saw this, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. 83.1 wins. The probability to win the division, 4%.
Great.
The probability to get into the postseason, any idea?
I didn't see this part. Probability to get into the postseason, you said to win the division, 4%. I'm going to say... 28%.
48%.
Oh, good. That's fine.
And the probability to win the whole shebang?
Not good.
2%.
Great.
2%. But, for, you know, so they're basically telling you it is now 50-50 whether this is a postseason team or not.
Well, I think it's 50-50 whether or not Max Scherzer is done.
If this is not a postseason team, epic failure. Here's the thing. All right.
Well, think about your rotation, though. Seriously. And this is not an excuse. I mean, it's part of the reason. I gave you the Mets starting pitching numbers, which have not been good. They're bottom of Major League Baseball.
Right.
Verlander's had one start. Scherzer's pitched and been bad. Now he's dealing with another injury. So he's got the neck spasms plus whatever's going on the back of his shoulder. You've had no Quintana. Carrasco's hurt, but was bad anyway.
Awful.
And then Senga's been good, but they're still trying to manage him, make him feel comfortable. How many days do they give him off? Like, that's supposed to be, I mean, your rotation.
That's what your team is built
the
around.
Top
yes.
of your rotation.
Well, you figured your top two would be horses, and then Quintana as your three is good, and now you're talking about Senga as your four, and then
Carrasco.
McGill or Carrasco, right. Whoever, as your five. That's a rotation. Not what you have now.
Not what you have now.
Carrasco looks like he might be done. Senga might be your ace at the moment. Scherzer could be done. So this thing, it's very tenuous right now.
It's very tenuous, and you're in a weird spot. Because you got two of your best prospects now have kind of inserted themselves in the everyday lineup. Beatty's your third baseman, and it looks like Alvarez is going to be your catcher. And then when you look at Vientos hit, his 11th home run last night. Mauricio had two hits. How do you make it better? Because you're in this transition phase where you're trying to clean up the mess that was left to you in your minor league system and build that up and at the same time compete for a championship. So when you have issues like this, how do you fix them? Because you don't want to trade away, your prospects and clean out your farm system.
No, of course not. Of course you don't.
That's why you want to spend the money that you spent.
How many teams go to the postseason now from each league?
You have three wild cards.
Yeah, so it's six in total, right? Is that right? Because one gets a bye, two plays six, three plays five. No, what is it? RJ, how many teams go to the postseason from each league now?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
You have four wild cards?
Yes. No,
I feel like that can't be right.
I feel like I'm wrong.
There's no way half the league goes to the...
No, it's six because the top six. Two get the bye. Top two get a bye.
Top two, oh, right, so three places. Okay, all right. So let's do an exercise, okay? All right. What teams do you look at and say, realistically, can go to the postseason? Atlanta, in, right?
That's Atlanta's
one.
In.
That's all right, so that's one of six spots taken. Miami going to get in? No.
No.
Okay. Philadelphia, in?
Maybe.
They're right there. All right, so you got one in and one on the side. Washington, no.
No.
Right? Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, no. There's no way Pittsburgh long-term is going to make it through the season. If Pittsburgh has a better record than the Mets should go into a different league.
Probably, yeah.
Milwaukee, yeah, that's a team that could.
Could, yeah.
They have good pitching, so that's two possibles. Cubs, probably not. Cincinnati, no. St. Louis,
I mean, they should be. I don't know what's happening in St. Louis.
All right. So now you have one, you say, is in, and two are right there to go in. Dodgers, yes, that's two in. Dodgers. Arizona?
No.
All right, so it's two in. San Diego, three in. San Fran, Colorado, no. So you have three definitive. There is still, as bad as it is, and it has been awful, and I'm not making any excuses, as bad as it's been, there is no reason the Mets should not get into the postseason.
No, that's why it's, I mean, that's why you have them at 83 wins, right? I mean, it's 83 wins and a 48% chance to make the playoffs.
Correct.
I mean, that's, that shouldn't be the case, but. I mean,
you probably get in. If you win like 87, you're in.
Which is all that matters. Really, I mean, honestly, that's all that matters. Did you pick them to win the division?
No.
Did I pick them to win the division?
No.
No, because we thought Atlanta was better. All that matters, you watch the Philadelphia Phillies get all the way to the World Series. You won 101 games last year. How'd that work out for you?
Terrible.
It didn't. But again, bigger concern if you're looking at the, you know, the macro of this as opposed to the, you know, micro, they've lost 12 out of 15 and 6 of the last 7, is when you do get to that point and you're one of the team that gets, you know, one of these teams that gets into the playoffs. If I don't have those two, you know, those top two guys at my in my rotation,
yeah, it's not going to make a
high level. It's not going to matter anyway.
It's not going to make a difference unless your team looks different, right? Your team could look different as you move towards the postseason.
How's it going to move different, though?
Well, I mean, let's see what happens at the trade deadline. Maybe
you saw his last trade deadline.
Well, maybe you actually make trades that benefit the team this year,
or maybe it's Mauricio or Vientos, or one of these guys that comes up and can actually have, you know, can have a left fielder that actually hits.
Is it bad that I'm at the point where I'm actually angry, annoyed, frustrated, all those adjectives are about Max Scherzer?
No, I feel the same way.
I mean, you know, it's enough. Everything is so dramatic. It's
well, you know, he wants to make sure that you know that he's a warrior.
Then go out there and pitch.
Well, he can't because his neck.
Okay.
But he's trying to battle through. I mean, then why do you think that stupid article came out about how, you know, he's just trying to keep himself off the IL so he's pitching through this? Which, if you really think about it, makes no sense at all. It's May 10th.
He also hasn't pitched.
Okay, but does it make any sense to try pitching through an injury that you know you could make worse to the point where?
No,
it's
but he
be,
wants you to know what a. I mean that he's
why he stinks.
He's a hockey player.
It's why he stinks.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Right.
Why I stink is because I'm pitching through an injury
then
and
don't,
I'm managing
then don't pitch.
It just to make sure I don't go on the IL.
Then don't pitch. Then shut it down for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't need this version of you.
This version, who needs this version?
Right.
This is an unpitchable
all
version.
All it's doing
you.
Is making everyone nervous that you don't have
to. The only thing you're doing is ruining your reputation by forcing yourself out there to pitch when you're not
well,
capable
I don't know
of pitching.
I don't know if it's your reputation.
Oh, you
I
know
think
what?
It's. No, I. No, his reputation is solid. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. What he's ruining is my hopes and dreams, is what he's ruining. He's crushing them because he's just feeding into the narrative that he might be done.
You want to hear a little Max Scherzer?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. What's going on with your neck right now?
Woke up yesterday with a bad neck spasm. When I woke up, I was locked. Told the team, you know, we came in on the off day yesterday. It was a neck spasm. And so just on the treatment, there's really nothing you can do for it other than rest, take some anti-inflammatories, and go. It's going to be a couple days, but that's the good news. It's only going to be a couple days. That's the unfortunate news.
All right, so he's got the shoulder. Now he's got the
neck.
And
he's fighting through, yeah. This happened to me once. I took a Viagra, got stuck in my throat. A stiff neck for days.
I mean, should I get like a combat pay or something?
Did you see him looking right? He's like, oh, this is going to be good.
Well, I mean, really, what did I do to deserve this?
I feel like we should install a laugh track.
I brought in Blackberries. Shouldn't get jokes like that. More from your favorite Max Scherzer. How frustrated are you right now?
It's easy to be frustrated by it, but at the end of the day, there's nothing I did. It wasn't like I'm doing something stupid or something like that. Like, it literally just, I did my workouts and could feel it coming on, tried to get in front of it, and then it didn't. It blew up on me. So there's literally zero to regret. There's no, like, second guessing of anything I've done. It just happened.
All right, so I imagine we'll see him this weekend, probably.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you
never know
what
the next
fingers.
Well, that's not the concern, though. The concern is that he stunk. And that now you're finding out that he has some injury that he's fighting through.
Multiple injuries.
But why are you fighting through it, though? That's what I would ask.
Because he wants to pitch.
Well, we heard the same thing a couple years. The same thing last year was that once he came back from the oblique that he was fighting through it. We don't need you to fight through it. I need you to pitch well.
He wants to pitch.
Does it matter in May? No.
When your other option is like Budo,
Yeah, yeah, but if I asked you and I asked the team doctors and the whatever, hey, listen, if we shut him down for a couple weeks, can this thing be gone? And if the answer is yes, shut it down.
Sure.
Because this version of him is not good enough.
No. But it's going to continue to raise the question of it's this, now it's this, okay, now but he can't pitch, now he's lousy.
Yeah, but how does he pitch better, though? That's my question.
He's got to get healthy.
How does he pitch better?
He's got to get healthy.
Well, if he's not going to take any time off, how's he going to get healthy?
Well, he was suspended for 10 games, too.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No.
And he's still dealing with it.
Correct.
So answer my question. How can I expect him to be Max Scherzer at the end of the season when I need him most if he's going to pitch through this injury the entire season, which I can't imagine is going to make it any better?
You wouldn't think. But what are your alternatives? I mean, he probably looks at it and says, if I don't pitch, now, you know, who pitches? Steven Nagasic? Like, who goes in there and pitches now?
Yeah, you got a real problem.
You have a real problem. They've done a bad job. I'm sorry, Billy Epler has done a bad job putting this team together.
He's not done great.
Let's go to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. You know, you got me thinking, because I'm thinking on the macro level too, right? Your farm system, you don't want to trade away because you're trying to build it, but you also don't have any pitchers coming up, right? So if Scherzer and DeGrom if Scherzer and Verlander are not going to be what they're supposed to be, who's the prize free agents outside of Ohtani that you can bring in next year? And the two that I found for you guys are Julio Urias and Eduardo Rodriguez, right? I think those would be pretty high up there. Are there any others out there that you guys would be even remotely interested in spending another $34-35 million?
Yeah, but here's the problem, Wes. And you saw the same thing with the Carlos Correa deal too. Is you have to pay Pete too. You gotta have to pay Pete Alonso too. And when you start talking about what they're doing with the tax situation, I mean that money is going to be, double what you would have to spend with the tax implications.
You're right. It's an absolute mess, and I don't know where you even dump pay that would give you any wiggle room to bring on somebody that would make a difference at the top of your rotation. So Epler has left you guys in a terrible place when he gets out of here at the end of the season, and I feel for you, but as a Braves fan, you know, I don't really feel that bad.
As a fan of who?
He's a Braves fan.
Wes, come on, man.
No,
can you blame him?
I'm not trying to rub salt.
No, I know you're not. But what's your deal? I mean, East Hanover, how are you a Braves fan?
So I grew up in Alabama.
All right.
And when you grew up in Alabama in the 90s, the only thing you care about are the Braves.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's my deal. But when I think about you guys, like, I was expecting a much different team because of Scherzer and Verlander. But I knew that it was so top-heavy. And that's the concern that you guys talk about every single day. And so now, if this year, even getting in, if your top doesn't perform, you can't go and trade for anybody at the deadline, or you don't trust Epler at the deadline. See, this year is kind of a wash. So you're almost moving forward to next year to get you that championship in the next 2 to 3 years. Where do you even turn?
Well, there's nowhere to turn, though. I mean, that's the issue. Because, again, I mean, you have to pay. They were talking about paying Pete this past offseason. I mean, Scherzer, depending on what he wants to do, I can't imagine he's not going to pick up his $43.3 million player option.
If he has a terrible season and is almost unpitchable, and he picks up that option, that would be...
Of course he's going to pick the option up.
That would be criminal.
It's $43 million.
It would be criminal.
Would you pick it up? Say you had the worst year of radio in your entire life.
Yeah.
And you had
But this is so foreign to me.
No,
how can I'm in a bad... How can
and you had an
RJ,
option.
How can I have a bad year of radio? Can you imagine that? Me having a full bad year of radio? Would never happen.
Okay, say you were being paid. Say your contract was strictly based on your Stump Rothenberg result, and you went into a slump.
Okay.
You're battling through injury. You had a brain injury that you didn't tell anyone about.
Oh, no.
And your recollection was bad.
Was it a car accident?
Maybe. But you didn't. You kept it quiet. Hush, hush.
Okay. Because I didn't remember about the car accident.
And you had an awful, awful year in Stump Rothenberg.
Okay.
But now you had your own. You had the radio host option.
Uh-huh.
Are you picking up the option?
Okay.
What would you say to Sherry?
Probably so.
Listen, honey, I was so bad.
Probably so. But look, had I made $500 million before? Like, there's got to be some...
It doesn't matter. It's $43 million.
There's got to be some kind of a pride factor, no?
No.
It's just like, I can steal $43 million, so give me the money.
I'll be better. Fought through an injury. I'll be better this year.
Which is probably what he would believe, too.
Okay, so if he picks that up, that's 43 there. Verlander's got another 43.
So how are you going to bring in Urias?
Right.
You can't bring in anybody.
And you're still going to try to get Ohtani.
Right. And you're paying Senga.
It really makes you think that the whole Ohtani dream is kind of.
It feels like it. It feels like Dodgers.
If he's going to make $550 million,
they've really reduced payroll right. to the point that they could afford to bring him in.
That's why they did it.
Well, smart. And they're going to win their way through kind of redoing their team.
Well, it's what you're trying to do now. I mean, that's really, he said it. We want to be the East Coast version of the Dodgers.
Yeah, but they seem to have their finger on the pulse of it, and you don't.
Well, we have Billy Epler.
maybe therein lies the problem. Mike in Massapequa. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Shout out to the company. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Mike?
So before I get to my next expectations, I was kind of like Dave. I was thinking about you guys after my shower. I grabbed my towel, and I think there was a story. I think it was Dan Orlovsky, but help me out here, where he said he lets his towel for like 30 days.
Yeah, it was Orlovsky. Right? He says he doesn't clean his towel for like a month, which is disgusting. Yeah. Gross.
Disgusting. So I let it hang for like 3-4 days, and I guess I forgot. Maybe it was a little bit more, and it smelled horrible. And I thought of this. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy does it for 30 days. That's absolutely gross. Horrible. Okay.
So well, he can't smell good because I feel like the stink on the towel must go off your skin, doesn't
it? Disgusting. Ugh. And you know what? He's married, too, right? Like, his wife doesn't just take the towel and do it?
You think?
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I grabbed a new towel once I smelled it. It was horrible.
Horrible.
So my expectations for this year were I thought the Braves were better, and I honestly thought the Phillies were a little bit better, and we spent so much money, but I was like, where did this money go? Like, we didn't get much better. So I thought, you know, wild card and go from there. So my expectations didn't really change much. However, I'm a little bit more concerned than when we started in the beginning of the year because of all the injuries, and I just don't know how they're going to get much better. And I just want to talk about something also I heard yesterday. So I was listening, and I heard Han say something. I'm going to change it to the Knicks for a second. Did you hear when Han said that the coaches were mic'd up? And what Tibbs said?
Yeah, but all the coaches were mic'd up.
Very concerned.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Yeah,
No. Here's the thing, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. What he didn't tell you is that a bunch of the coaches in the NBA have been mic'd up, and they're all saying the same thing to their players. Doc Rivers said it to his players. Darvin Ham said it to his players. It's what coaches say. So, I mean, you can pick and choose what you want to use to, you know, further your narrative. But, I mean, I think the reason why he brought it up was because of what you've seen over the last couple games. The fact that every NBA analyst that watched Game 3 said the Knicks got outworked, one team wanted it and another team didn't, is not a great look.
It's an indictment on everybody.
Everybody.
On the team, on management,
on coaching.
More
the players. In all honesty, more the players. If I need to, listen to me right now. If I need to show up in the locker room to do my job and my performance and effort level depends on my coach's pregame speech, I got a real problem.
A real problem.
A real problem.
A real. By the way, I think most people are somewhat bright. No?
Yeah.
This guy Joey with many numbers. Why does Dave question people's fandoms from non-local teams? He's not even from here, and he likes all the New York teams. Fraud.
You're born on Long Island. Now that it's fraudulent that you don't come back to Long Island, because I miss you.
I miss
Unless
you
the Brian Dable event, I'll come back to Long Island.
I'll be there on June 1. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah,
May 31.
You better light it up. On June 1.
Don't you worry about
that. Light it up.
I'm concerned about RJ.
No, he'll be fine.
You think so?
Because his size?
He's gonna perform.
Oh, RJ, will you do a performance?
Yeah, would you do something like a theater in the park kind of thing?
No.
Maybe Shakespeare in the Park at the big tailgate event.
I didn't do Shakespeare ever.
Well, now's a good time to try.
No.
We'll dress you up as Pacino.
Romeo, Romeo. Yeah, do a Panic in Needle Park. That was like one of his first big movies.
No.
No?
No. You heard the guy. I'm not good.
Who is? Get the guy on the air.
No, he thinks I stink.
No, I want him on the air. I want to badger this guy with questions.
I'm bad.
His name is in one of your journals for sure. You look like a journaler.
You keep a journal?
No, I don't.
Did you ever?
No.
Santiago, do you journal?
I do not.
What? So you put your nose down to the journaling community?
No. I tried it one time, and then I go back and read the journal, and it was. Oof.
You were a mess.
Oh, like bad. Like probably should have like sought help.
Really?
Oh. If I let you read it, you'd be like, oh my God, this is really...
You still have the journal?
Yeah, this is really how you felt about yourself?
That's not good.
No.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.